welcome you into the Leica Mobile Jaguars Jam. We start off with a look at Everbank Field. The Jags fell this past week to the Los Angeles Rams in Week 6, 27-17, the final. Welcome in, J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jags at 3-3, still in first place. A first-place tie atop the AFC South. And we'll hear from our guest today, Marquise Lee, Jaguars wide receiver, who had a handful of catches in that game Sunday and a run for 17 yards as well. Marquise, it's good to see you. What's up?
Doing good. How you doing?
Great. Good. Always good to have you in studio with us.
Appreciate
it. For this today, we'll hear from the UK media coming up. But for the Jaguars, coming back home, the Rams came in, and it was a game where special teams kind of told the tale of that game. Frustrating way to lose that game last week, but there's a lot ahead of this football team still.
It's a lot of positive. Of course, the Rams came in, and they got the victory, which is unfortunate for us. Went out there, played our butts off. We had a lot of mistakes in which we had to improve on, including the special teams. But it wasn't just special teams. We had a lot of mistakes as far as offense. And I don't know about the defense, but I'm pretty sure they had a couple too and things like that. So it's just things we got to fix up just all around the board. But it's numerous amount of games left. You know, that's the best thing about it. We see where we stand now, and we steady can improve from here, you know, and steady get better. So that's the ideal mindset right now.
10 more games plus playoff games to go.
There we go.
Think about that. Let's go to the Leica Mobile call-in line today. We'll start off with Richard Graves of Sky Sports. What's up, Richard?
Hi, JP. Hi, Marquise. It's good to catch up with you guys again. I just want to reflect, if I may, just briefly on that defeat over the weekend and an incident that happened close to the end of the game when the rookie running back Leonard Fournette went down. Obviously, he's commanded all sorts of headlines through the first 6 weeks, and rightfully so for the way he's played. There was a sharp intake of breath from everybody outside of the game when they saw him go down and limp off. Relief when you hear that he was fit enough to come back into the game. What was it like for you on the field?
It was pretty much the same thing that I heard in the stands. I didn't realize that he actually got injured until I heard everybody in the stands go. So when I turned around to see he was actually down, it was very surprising. When he got up and actually went back down, it was kind of nervous for me as far as, like, I didn't know as far as how bad the injury was. Got the chance to talk to him after the game and during the game for the time that we had left. He said he'd be fine and things like that. So once Leonard told me he's fine, I got no worries. That dude's heart is big, you know, and I know for a fact, I know it's his first year, but I already got the instance that he'd do anything and everything for this team. And playing is one of them. So if he got to come back from that injury and play, that's one thing I know he's going to do. So he'll be fine.
Yeah, it was reported during the game that he got the ankle taped up and would have been able to come back in the ballgame and contribute if the offense had the opportunity again. He's a rookie. He doesn't act like a rookie, though, Marquise.
Nah. Different mindset, you know, and that's the thing I said that what helps this team this year. You know, I can honestly say when I came in and things like that, my confidence wasn't as high as his. You know, I felt like I had to do things. I had to, you know, go out there and just handle myself in order to get that hype out there. For him, it was there day one. You know, I met Leonard the first day. His locker is actually next to mine.
Oh, that's right.
I got the opportunity to sit next to him every day. You know, and he's always hype, always got the juice, always ready to go. And that's what fuels my fire. You know, that's what keeps me going. You know, one thing I can see, this young man comes in first year, always juice ready to go. Like, why I can't be ready and always juice ready to go, you know? So I use Leonard as low-key as my motivation.
Back to the Leica Mobile call-in line, Marquise. Let's hear from Roger Goodgroves. Double coverage. What's up?
Yeah, hi, Marquise and JP. Marquise, there was a hook-and-turn pass interference call that you should have had just before the half against the Rams. The resulting punt that was blocked and returned for the TD should therefore have never happened. How do you pick yourself up after such an injustice?
Man, it's tough, honestly. And that's why I said it's tough on a special team, you know. Things like that, you're not expected to really happen and things like that. I mean, as far as games go, you get a mix of a lot of new things you see and things like that. So I didn't pretty much put it on the special team as far as me, you know. It should have been a PI and things like that, but you go through the sense of NFL, you get a lot of non-calls, and that's both as far as offense and defense, you know, OPIs, DPIs, things like that. That's just part of the game. Yeah, I was upset, but it is what it is. As far as the block punt, it's unfortunate. You know, they schemed up a good play as far as, and they came and got us. But that's where we got to step up and do better. You know, regardless of the things that went on special teams and things like that, that's where the offense and defense got to be better as far as the team. And that's where the improvement standpoint and where we're looking for to improve is that area. You know, when things going bad for us, how can we come back and handle the situations? As far as that block punt, it's unfortunate, and that's things we just got to correct throughout the weeks.
Yeah, as a receiver going out in routes, you're going to have contact. That's the way it goes. Some get called, some don't. It's a matter of how you bounce back from that, because that's going to happen every single game in the league.
And that's very true. I know last game I let my emotions get the best of me.
Did you?
In certain situations as far as this PI and things like that. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's just a mix of the game. You know, it's a lot of things that goes on in the game that a lot of people don't get to see. A lot of words that goes back and forth and a lot of just banging. You know, you got grown men trying to take your head off. You know, so it's a mix of everything. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to know, at the end of the day, when the game is over, it's all love at the end of the day.
Back to the Lycoming Mobile call-in line, our first visit with Ed Dowdle of Unilad. Welcome, Ed.
Hi, thanks, JP. How you doing, Marquise?
How you doing?
I know you guys said, you know, it's a disappointing result at the weekend, but like you said, there's loads of games still to come. There's lots to look forward to. And obviously it's a huge week next week with the Colts and a divisional game. With the division being so tight, do you go into it any different? Do you train harder? Is the mindset different for such an important game, or is it more of the same?
I think for us, it's more of the same as far as I look at it. When I feel like, just me speaking for myself, you don't really want to be too pressed for something. I feel like when you press for something or try to change something, things tend to go bad. So, you know, my thing is what's been going on, you know, has been working for us. It's some things that we got to fix, and that's the main thing. We got to really sit down and really focus on what we need to fix or how we can make certain things much easier for us as far as moving forward. Can't allow little games like this to slip away. The Rams is a great team, don't get me wrong, but just me being around this team for my last couple of years, you know, we was capable of getting the job done this week, you know, and, basically being at home, just something we got to get done. And that's just it. You know, at the end of the day, it is numerous amount of games left.
Yep.
And we're going to be fine. For those who are stressing out there, you can stop stressing. This team is real different as far as the mindset compared to any other team that the last couple of years that I've been on.
What did Richard say earlier? A sharp intake of breath. That's been happening a lot for Jags fans recently. But it's on to Indianapolis. Let's get a social media question from Stefanos Prime. How hard was it to stay positive during those first 2 years with all the injuries and setbacks? I know that's been a big thing for you. Last year, your goal was to stay healthy, stay out there, contribute all year long. You did that, but you put on a good face the first couple of years, a poker face, I say. But that had to be difficult.
It's very difficult, you know, especially with the type of success that most players have coming out of college and things like that. I ain't never really experienced an injury coming out of college, so things like that coming in the NFL is new to me. So as far as me knowing how to handle and things like that, I didn't know how. But, you know, one thing I did say, we had a lot of great men on this team for the previous years that helped me develop a mindset in which I have now. And really has been being one of them. You know, he actually had a lot of injuries coming in the league, mm-hmm. in which way crazier injuries than me, you know. And but he sat down with me and just talked to me about, you know, just letting things slide. A lot of things is which you can't control. And when it's like that, at the end of the day, you just got to stay positive and keep moving forward. And one thing I sat down and did was make sure my mind was right as far as just keeping everything positive. And that's how I move forward in my life as far as, like, regardless of what goes on and things like that, control or not control, you're going to have situations that comes up. And the best way to get by them, in my eyes, is just stand positive. You know, if you have negative, you're going to have negative days. Things going to be bad. It's going to continue to go bad. So if you think positive, at least you got a positive mindset about things and you can see the bright side of any situation you have.
The sun's going to come up in the east tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be straight.
That's how it happens. One more quick run through the Lycoming Mobile call-in line. We'll get you out of here, Marquise. Richard Graves, Sky Sports, what's up?
Yeah, I just want to pick up on that last point, Marquise. You know, week one, early in the game, nobody wants to see a player go down for the season, less so when it's your top wide receiving threat in Allen Robinson. But given the injuries you've been through over the last couple of years, one man's loss is another man's gain. I wonder if you could talk to us a little bit about your mindset now about the opportunity you have in this offense through the rest of this season.
Well, 1-5 going down, A-Rod being my, you know, my close friend going down, I knew as far as my role was going to be bigger and everybody more eye, put their eye a little bit more on me. But it's no pressure, you know. Yeah, it's taking time for us to actually get it going. But as far as the pressure and things like that, this is what we're here for. You know, one thing I do have is 1-5 might hurt his knee, but as far as his mindset and things and just his support, I still have that. And that's the most important thing to me. Me having the opportunity to go to his house and just chill and just talk to him about the football season and him talking to me about not stressing, not putting any more pressure on myself, and just going out there and just being me like he was still out there is big. And that's basically what I've been doing, is just trying to go out there and just handle my business and take advantage of every play that I get and every play that anybody else get. You know, in the run game, I'm trying to make sure I go out there and get my blocks. And in the pass game, I'm just trying to be the person that, you know, I need to be for the Jags, nothing else. Just trying to make the plays they need me to make, and that's really about it. And just try to stay consistent.
Real tight group in this receiver room. Roger Goodgroves, double coverage. What's up?
Hey, Coach Marone says he'd like to get you more involved. With Leonard Fournette's injury scare, would you like to see that come in more out of the backfield, like the end of round you ran something? If not, what would you like to see instead?
Yeah, I actually enjoy that. I'm not going to lie to you about that. Whatever I need to do, honestly, if it's me getting a little bit more runs going around, it is what it is. If it's me still decoying because a lot of people focus on me going around, it is what it is. Whatever they need me to do, I'm willing to do, in all honesty. That's the best thing about being on the team and just being a part of this team is just being available and just being able to do anything for the team, you know, just being a team sport.
End around, Marquise Lee. Ed Dowdle, Unilad, will wrap us up today. What's up? Ed, are you there? All right, Ed's out of here.
Hi, Jed.
Oh, there you are.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
We've been chatting about a few sort of niggles to a few players here, and you've got your bye week coming up after the Colts. Do you guys feel like it's coming at a good time to take a week off and kind of recover and get back to it, or would you prefer to just keep going and try and push on with some momentum?
Honestly, it's a great time for the bye. I'm not going to lie to you. Only because with the consistency of you know everybody doing as much as they can, you still got a lot of players in which that's banged up and things like that that needs to get right. And I feel like you know after this week we go out there and try to handle the business against Indy, try to handle our business against Indy, and come back with that victory. That week it'd be good going into the bye just to get our bodies right. You know, it's the halfway of the season. Get the opportunity to come back the second half off a great break and just rejuvenation for people who had to see their families and things like that. You know, people get energized for things like that. Having the opportunity to see their families might motivate somebody to come back and have a better second half of the season. So it's anything in there. It's bye week, very important.
It's coming quick.
Man.
But business to attend to before then.
For sure. We worried about Indy before we get to that bye. That bye can wait.
Good luck this week, Marquise.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Always good to see you. Thanks for coming
Likewise.
On.
Likewise.
Marquise Lee, Jaguars wide receiver, joining us on the Leica Mobile Jaguars Jam.